You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
And when I talk it at normal volume, it looks like it picks it up okay. Okay, all right.
Checking the levels, are you?
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on the levels.
You're the sound engineer and the host.
I am. It's true.
Everything.
Well, I'm kind of the co-host.
Oh, okay.
But I'm main
creator.
Host. I mean, I do all the intros and the closing, so I'm kind of the main host, right?
Yeah, you do. That's right.
I do all the intros. I do all the closings.
You're the main guy.
I edit the show. All
you're,
Jason
you're the
does.
Dude.
Jason just. I don't. He doesn't even upload it. He just posts a link on the internet.
That's right.
He's so. You know what does that
he's
guy?
He's the
do?
Ed McMahon. You're the Johnny Carson.
That's right.
I'm Johnny, and he's Ed McMahon.
He just throws in a couple of high O's.
Hey O.
He's good to go.
And that's all it takes, man. You
I'm
know
gonna be
what?
The lady that comes in with the pets, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Joan Embry. Joan Embry.
Yeah, is she the pet lady?
The San Diego Zoo.
Oh, yeah? Is that...
That dates me.
I was thinking of Jack Hanna from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, yeah. I know. Jack Hanna, too, but Joan Embry.
There was a lady. Yeah, old, okay.
Joan
you.
Embry.
Okay.
Blonde girl. Yeah. She actually knew how to handle animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could handle herself?
Yeah,
she could handle a serpent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Jack Hanna lets him get away from him sometimes.
No, I know. He's an idiot.
That guy.
He's an idiot.
That's part of his charm, though, right?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
he's kind of mm-hmm. a goofball. Yeah.
All right.
So, okay.
So start.
Well, okay, I will. I kind of feel like we already started.
Do an official start.
Okay.
An official start.
Well, hello and welcome to Building the Game, the documentary podcast. Today is Monday. I have my phone out here so I can look at the calendar.
Yep.
Today is Monday, July 13th, 2015. Let's listen to episode 163. Of this stupid show. My name is Rob. Jason's not here tonight because Jason is a sucker and he has the plague.
Yeah, he has the bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague, right? His whole family is infected and it's not looking good for them.
No, he might not be back.
But I didn't want to get it, so I've washed my hands. Washed my hands of that guy.
Oh, I should have done that.
You should have.
I should have.
Before he started eating and drinking.
Absolutely should have done that.
Should have, But so it's done. I'm done with him. If he's back next week, I'm not. That's all I'm saying. Here,
all right. Okay.
So
could be the last show.
I'm hanging out. It could be.
Good thing you're drinking beer.
Right. I'm here.
Well, they do that on the show a lot. That's why. That's the part I listen to.
It's, right. And actually, we're drinking. Well, before we get to the beer, I just want to say I'm hanging out here with three of my best pals.
Where are they?
I think they're going to come up on the.
They're over in the next room or something.
They're not here yet.
Right.
They'll be here soon. But
showing
for the time
up soon.
Being. I'm with Larry, Brent, and Kathy. Brent and Kathy, I think, are currently going to try and be quiet most of the time.
Yeah.
They're nervous about being recorded.
Quiet. Yeah, they're
scary.
They're shy. They're blushing right now.
They are. Right. Brent actually is blushing.
He is. That could be three beers.
Well, I'm stuffing my face.
Yeah. The flamingo shirt helps there, Brent.
It does.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like the pink flamingos. It's a good look.
It really looks. It really stands out.
Yeah. Right.
It makes me look manly but effeminate.
There you go. Manly but approachable.
Approachable. I like that. It sounds.
It's good. Right.
It sounds.
but Larry is our main co-host for this evening.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're sitting here at the Radisson.
100 West.
100 West, a restaurant, the ninth floor?
Ninth floor
ninth
of the
floor
Radisson.
Of the Radisson and down, beautiful downtown Kalamazoo.
Didn't know it existed till just today.
Just now. Just, Brent and Kathy have a room here tonight, and they invited us up to the bar where we all four got free drinks. So
Dragon's Milk.
We're drinking New Holland Dragon's Milk.
Yeah,
that's right. Which longtime builders will recognize we've had before.
Yeah, and free Dragon's Milk.
Free is the best kind of Dragon's Milk.
Free is sweeter, the best kind of anything.
Yeah. Sweeter than ever.
Right. Mmm. Mmm. So good. I think I saw something that they also have a... this is like a bourbon barrel beer.
It kind of tastes bourbon.
Yeah. I saw something that said that they have a beer barrel bourbon. Do you know anything about this?
Nope. They make whiskey. They make
bourbon. Well, I saw something on
whiskey.
The internet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, well, it wouldn't be actually bourbon because it's not made in Kentucky, but, you know...
Oh, from the bourbon region
of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
But so I want to investigate that.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. You like whiskey.
I do. I'm a whiskey fan.
Drink whiskey at your wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry was my best man.
I was the best man.
Yep.
This guy's wedding.
Yep.
Almost 6 years ago?
Almost six. It'll be
almost six
in a few months.
Ago, yeah.
In when is that? September.
September
5th.
Fifth.
He was the best man you could find.
Yeah.
He was
Well, he didn't look around very hard.
You know. You know, you take what you
need. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Just came
to
town
that day.
Stand on the corner. Hey, you look like a man, sort of. The best one I see right now. There you go.
Right. Right. So, you know, that's you take what you can get, is what I'm saying. That's the point that I think we're making here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so so thanks for joining us on the show, joining me on the show.
Yeah.
Because Jason's
This is like a throwaway show.
Because Jason's a sucker.
This is like a garbage show, right?
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's...
So should that be the episode title? Throwaway show, a.k.a. garbage?
Yeah, this show...
I think that's
just a dumb show.
A dumb show?
Probably not even about games.
Well, there probably won't be much games talking.
Well, you got to mention games at some point, right? It's a game podcast.
Done. Mentioned.
Ow.
No, you got to... Whatever.
Well,
it's your show. Do whatever you want.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, you got three novices sitting around.
That's true.
No, you play video games. I don't even play that. See...
Yeah,
I've only played a few tables.
You found the most
life.
Non-gamer you could ever find.
Yeah, well, no one else is available. So again, best man there
so
is.
Last man.
Best man again that I can get.
Like the last guy you go to for this stuff.
Well, no, we have tried a couple of his games.
You've
did
tried
we?
One. You played a version of Rocket Wreckers.
Yeah, I like that one. I played that. None of you did.
But he's now published. He has the...
Well, it's not published yet.
Oh. But soon will be.
Soon, hopefully.
Soon.
Soon, hopefully.
That was fun, though. I like that game.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's actually being repurposed into our Building the Game... Building the Game customizable card game.
I liked it because it was just so simple, you know?
Yeah.
And you could carry it in your pocket, and mm-hmm. it was like a bar game, and you could just, like, yeah. rip it out and be like, here, let's play a game.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal with that. Yeah, and that's... So that's what we're actually going to have giving away copies of that at Gen Con this year. The BTG CCG.
All right, CCG, what is that, card-centered game?
Well, that's a good question.
See, so I don't know the game lingo.
I always thought it was collectible card game, but
collectible
Jason says
card
it's
game.
Customizable card game.
Oh.
So I'm not sure
so
what
there's a controversy what that even means.
Well, between the two of us, there
between
is.
Between the two of you.
I'm not sure what the actual answer is.
Did you fist fight over it?
I'd like to. Jason's kind of a wuss, though, you know.
I thought he was like a karate guy.
Well, he was a karate
black
guy.
Belt.
He was. You're
or
right.
Nearly black belt.
Not so much anymore.
His dad was a black belt.
His dad was a black belt. His dad's a cool dude. Yeah. Way cooler than Jason.
So his dad's like Cobra
he's
going to
hear this. You know, he's, he'll
he's
hear
like the
it.
Failed
you don't care.
At Cobra Kai.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have topics for the show?
Well,
like a topic? No, I'm just. It's your show.
This is the witty banter part of the show.
Oh, okay.
This is where we just chat about whatever.
Yeah,
I saw
that's my
new...
favorite part of the show, by the way.
Is it? Well, good. I'm glad you knew that. I saw the new Terminator movie today.
Oh, how was that?
It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of liked it. We liked it very much.
Huh.
It was, I mean, it's
surprised actually, kind of.
I was too. I was too.
How was Arnold?
Yeah. How was
Schwartz?
Arnold?
I was fine. You know what? You couldn't tell that he had a bunch of plastic surgery.
When did he... Was that recent?
Well, I think it was while he was governor, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bunch.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had a big old facelift. Stretch, you know, he's got his big permanent smile on his face. All kinds of, he looks grotesque.
Like Burt Reynolds did.
Yeah. not that grotesque.
Burt Reynolds looks like he's always getting goosed by somebody.
Right, yeah.
He looked like a different guy.
Right, he just looks... Yeah. But no, I mean, Arnold doesn't look natural. But, I mean, he looked fine in the movie.
Is he in shape? Did he?
Yeah. Is he
oh yeah. He's definitely.
Same?
Oh,
yeah.
still in shape.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
He's
naturally.
Not a little dude.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, he's still in shape.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. And I'm sure he bulked up a bit for the movie too.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. But yeah. He looked great.
That's good.
It was surprisingly very good. We liked it a lot. I mean, you know, like since the second movie, they've kind of stopped caring about continuity and paradoxes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, basically.
Just pretend it's a whole new movie.
Right. You know, I mean it's continuing the same story, but if you think too hard about it, it all falls apart. So just don't think too hard about
okay.
it. Just, you know.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. That's robots.
Like, that's like Terminator from the beginning, basically. I mean, it's like, don't think.
You know, the first two were pretty tight.
Yeah, the first two, they tried to follow the timeline and how the timeline changed.
Right. They were the third one I thought was okay. I liked the third one okay.
Which one was that?
Third one.
Was that with the girl?
That was the one with the female, the Terminatrix.
Terminatrix.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that term.
Yeah, right.
You would.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's sexy somehow.
Somehow.
Yeah.
But the fourth one, the Terminator Salvation, I thought was terrible.
I don't think I saw that one.
That was all in the future?
I don't think I saw that one.
It was horrible.
No, I didn't
see
that one.
It was
because
just
nothing
dumb.
In it seemed like it was advanced or technologically advanced.
It was just dumb.
It was just dumb. And
yeah. Yeah, real stupid. This one was good.
Well, they went on that one line of like, because in the first Terminator movie, when he's sitting under the bridge, and I know way too much about this movie.
Yeah. You're in the audience. Why are you talking so much?
And he sits there. Somebody will probably correct you on this on the podcast that I'm wrong, but the one Reese guy sits under there and he says, we came back here in the future, something, from, and it's, what's his son's name?
John Connor?
John Connor with the beating heart of Marcus Wright.
Yeah.
And he says that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, they ran a whole movie.
The whole movie based on that.
The whole movie ran it.
Tied into that, yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, this one opens with Kyle Reese getting sent back in time, and they reshot, like the first, say, first 15 minutes of the original Terminator, they reshot that whole thing. Shot for shot, and they got new actors to fill the same things. But I mean, it was, as far as my memory is anyway, it was perfect. It was like shot for shot, absolutely perfect. Costumes, wardrobe, sets, everything were perfect. It was really cool to see kind of new actors recreating those same roles. Like right down to the scene where Arnold comes up and on those three skate punks at
Griffith,
and
clothes,
give them clothes, give them to me.
They redid that whole thing.
They redid the whole thing.
Wow. That's, I have to go see
it. It was great.
That
I mean, awesome. They did really well with that.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed too.
You just explained my Sunday. I'm going to see
Terminator.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, don't expect a spectacular film. I mean, expect a goofball. I mean, it was pretty funny too, but a goofball Hollywood Terminator. I mean, explosions, Terminators.
Yeah.
Boom.
As long as it's not Terminator Salvation, I'm good.
Yeah, no. It's better than that. It's, right. It's definitely better.
Then
than
I'll watch it. I've watched every other one. I watched that one too, actually, but I regret that one.
Yeah. So, it's good stuff.
All right.
We also watched The Babadook recently.
That is a very good.
Isn't that good?
Movie.
Have you seen that?
What is it?
It's a horror movie.
Babadook is a horror movie, and I don't know about it.
Yeah, it's streaming on Netflix.
It is so good.
It's Australian.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
Really?
God,
yeah,
it's so good.
Really, really good. Babadook. It's kind of.
I mentioned that to you.
You did.
Yeah. The setup is a kid has a children's book called Mr. Babadook, and it's a scary book about the.
Well, it starts out wholesome. The book starts out like wholesome, like a Dr. Seuss book. Like, it's just like...
Well, yeah. Basically, it's some kind of scary monster from a children's book that comes to life.
Okay.
But it might just be the mom going crazy.
Hmm.
I like that.
So it's cool.
She can relate to that.
And I mean, one thing that I... Took that a minute to click for me.
That's why I set you up for that.
That's an inside joke.
Oh, yeah. God.
But it's... I respect that it doesn't... It didn't really spend any time worrying about the origin of this monster. Mm-hmm. In fact, it is a monster. They don't go, this is why this monster exists, and this is where this monster came from. They're like, I don't care
mythology.
About that. Yeah, I don't care about that. It's not about
ancient
that.
Ancient Incas.
Yeah, it's not about that.
No.
Yeah,
it just
so,
is.
Just yeah. So it was really good. I liked it a lot. We like, very, very creepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
I have to check this thing out.
I was watching that with my dog.
Yeah.
Even my dog was scared.
Me and my dog were watching that. We're sitting there, and like, literally, I would like jump back and like grab a hold of my dog, but I'd be like, "What the hell? What the hell is wrong with you?" It's like, "This is Babadook."
Yeah. So that was real good. So that's highly recommended. Yeah. Do you still have streaming? I can't remember.
I do not have streaming.
No, well, okay. Well, you can get the disc.
I know.
Yeah. That was really good. I don't think you really watched anything else lately. You seen anything good?
We've seen Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's fun.
That was a fun movie. No.
Fun, dumb monster movie, right?
Yeah. Don't think too much in the story, plot. But
right.
Was that movie just entertaining?
Oh, and Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's a cool dude.
And
he's all really hot.
He's a cool dude.
And Kathy loves Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
But you got him.
I thought it was Johnny Depp.
But the gal was...
Johnny Depp, I thought, was the guy for you.
Kind of off it. Now,
he's more your age.
Well, fine.
Yeah. But
you got to move on sooner or later.
He's old.
Johnny Depp's like 50.
He's old. He's tired. He's getting old.
He still looks like he's 20, though.
I know.
He does.
Makeup and
Chris trainers.
Well, I heard he sold his soul to the devil, too.
He should have died.
No, Johnny Depp.
He
should have died at 28. Then he should have been part of the 28 club.
Kurt Cobain,
Janis Joplin,
Jimi Hendrix,
Jim Morrison. I think Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the famous artists killed himself at 27, 28.
Painter?
Yeah, painter.
I don't know.
Wasn't Van Gogh?
No, he was a little
famous dude.
Some famous dude
yeah. killed himself.
Some famous guy.
Talking about in our class.
Sure is true then.
Yeah. So, I guess we can talk about a feature of the week then.
Feature of the week. That's what I'm talking about. You need some structure to the show.
Okay.
Got to bring it back. We've had our fun now.
Yeah, that's enough fun.
Fun's over.
Fun is down to business.
Business
time.
The show's about to get really rigid. Really refined.
I mean.
Well, no, just structure.
Keep with the line. Don't be getting off.
You got fans to please. They don't want just people talking at it.
They don't want us talking about movies while we're
chilling. To warm them up.
While we're eating a salad and drinking a beer.
Salad and free salad, free beer.
Free salad, yeah, can't beat that.
You really can't.
Yeah.
Every bite is delicious. Really delicious.
It always is better when it's free.
Right? Yep. Extra delicious, thanks.
I'm going to eat it like I stole.
Actually, you guys are paying for it.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know how free it is.
It's free to me, baby.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
We're paying for our airtime.
Right. Yeah. So, do you have any topics you would like to talk about as our feature of the week?
I thought you would have come with the topic.
Do you have any new games that you're in development of?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different segment.
He's got 100.
Oh,
that's a different segment.
Crap.
What? Listen to the show.
That's later in the show.
I caught up with the shows this week. I was
jumping ahead.
I was like three behind.
What have you played recently? Is that start?
Well, hey, that's a good one. Have you got what you've been playing, guys?
I don't play anything. You know, that's why I'm here. I'm a non-gamer.
Yeah, you're not. That's true. Have you guys played any games?
He plays video games.
Yeah, I play video games.
What video games have you played?
Recently, I was playing, I've been playing Contrast on the PS4.
Oh, I've heard that's good.
It's actually not a bad game. I'm only a few hours into it. There's a little girl. Uh-huh. You don't really play as her. Mm-hmm. And then you have this weird shadow being who you play with as well.
You, like, jump in and out of shadows and stuff?
Yeah, and she can, like, move in and out of the shadows. It's kind of a puzzle game, kind of noir, mm-hmm. you know. But in a weird way, like, there's this creepy way, because, like, I don't know, I haven't finished the game, so you're in this, like, weird, I don't know if you're, like, in the girl's dreams or something, and she's chasing her parents, and it's kind of creepy.
Okay.
In a way.
Okay.
I don't know if it meant to come off that way, but I'm slightly creeped out by it.
Okay, well.
But as tabletop games, I haven't played a tabletop game.
No. Just children's.
Years.
Yeah. Children's games.
I played Dungeons and Dragons a little bit when I was in.
What did you enjoy D&D?
You know, I kind of enjoyed D&D, but the people I was with who I was hanging out, I didn't like playing D&D with because they were.
That's tough. That's a key thing about D&D is you gotta be with the right team.
The dungeon master who was always played dungeon master because I was in junior high when I played, and it was with a group of goth kids.
And goth kids?
Yeah, goth kids. They were goth kids.
Okay.
Goths existed when I went to junior high.
Sure.
It still does, baby.
They're still out there.
Oh, okay. If they still exist. But yeah. And the kid who played Dungeon Master was an a-hole. And he would always just screw me every time we played. Like, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, I played like 4 or 5 times.
He was always going for the TPK?
Oh, yeah. He was always going...
Total party kill.
Okay, that was my question.
And
total party kill.
We never made it through a single gameplay. I mean, like 4 or 5 dungeon plays. Finally, I was like... I'm not playing this anymore.
That's tough.
But I enjoyed it because I built the character and stuff, and I liked the stat building.
What was your character?
He was a half-orc.
Half-orc. Good start.
And I don't remember his name.
Do you remember the class? What class was he?
I want to say he was...
Oh, you played some D&D.
I want to say he was a crusader because I wanted to make it weird.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got a half-orc.
Yeah.
And I had a backstory for him, but...
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a year or two, right?
It's been a year. It's been like... 15, but and we would play through them. But I'm trying to remember the last time I died, and finally, it was just I'm done.
Yeah, had enough.
We went into this, found a dungeon, went down, encountered I think it was like a fairy pyre or something like that.
Fire fairy,
yeah.
A fire fairy. Those are the worst kind of fairies.
Some kind of fairy of fire or
they're
something.
They're like fairies, so they're really irritating, and then they're on fire, and they're just burning everything.
So my guy would always get caught in traps or something, or the chest I went to, because he didn't have any chest opening skills, but for some reason it was my job to open the chest.
That's like the constant D&D thing.
Yeah.
Because anytime you go to a new area, you need to find whoever the rogue is, check for traps.
Yeah. See, there was no rogue in our party group.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, I guess make the new guy go do the goddamn thing.
just make the new guy go in
there.
Make
the new guy go do it. And it's like, I don't know. I didn't know the difference between a rogue and my guy. My guy would open entrapment. You just lost 40 HP. Your strength's gone down 4 stats.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So your DM was a jerk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, you know.
I just kind of got thrown into it. I guess that kind of, it's kind of what burnt me off of it.
What did you like about it?
I liked the technicality, because I'm a big fan of RPGs and stuff like that. I like...
Or, what's an RPG?
An RPG is a role-playing game.
Role-playing
Well, that's another kind of RPG.
Or Rocket Propel. I like those, too.
Role-playing game.
But, I like how you have to micromanage everything. I like micromanaging.
You like micromanaging?
Yeah, I like micromanaging.
Some
people
do.
I like my stat micromanaging.
Yeah,
okay. I really do. I like
some people get into that.
I play a lot of games, if I can, that exist. Not many do nowadays because people are so used to video games doing everything for them.
But, handling it, yeah.
But I do like micromanaging stuff. I like being able to pick my stats and making out that perfect team that can destroy everything.
It's just right.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love that. That's my favorite thing about it.
Well, like... The Sims. The best Sims. Part is building everything.
In The Sims? Or Sim City? Or you mean just The Sims?
The Sims. The Sims, or the, okay. Yeah.
And then locking them in a room and taking away their bathroom and watching them
Turn them into ghosts is great, too. Yeah, the best part is, like, creating it. Then it's kind of... Then the game, I thought, was boring.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, putting your...
Building a house,
great.
Building
yeah.
your yard, yeah. designing your Sims, yeah. And then
torturing them.
Torturing is always fun.
You can almost
to find out that they can haunt the house, then you, of course, want to kill off a bunch.
Well, naturally. So you want a family of ghosts.
You want a family of ghosts haunting your
house. You can almost
house.
Attribute to, like, somebody who builds cars, you know? They don't actually want to keep the cars. As soon as they, like, they'll spend 5 years building a car. As soon as they're done with the car, they sell it. You just want to start building another car.
Yeah.
And I'm like developing your games.
They sell it to Jay Leno, who's got a billion cash.
That's almost how I like it. It's like once I'm finished building my team, I almost, you know, I play with them for a while, but I almost get bored with them a while. But I like the building aspect of it more than
anything. Sure. Okay, I totally get that.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I'm actually playing a game right now called City Skylines, and it's basically a Sim City game.
Okay.
But I agree with you. The fun part of that game is building this big, sprawling, exciting city. And I don't really care about whether it works well or not, whether it earns me enough money to keep building. I don't care.
Because you got to tell them, in the Sims at least, you got to tell them to eat, you got to tell them to go to work,
I don't care about, if your house burns down, whatever, I don't want to build another fire department.
Yeah.
I want to build more roads over here, you know? I don't care if you're getting robbed.
There's a bar in every corner. What's wrong with that? So there's no grocery store, who
don't
cares?
Don't bother me with
you're
things,
not a real
like
person.
Taxes.
Tax, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to escape the real world, not build the real world.
Yeah, but I mean that's actually a really good point. When we're playing games like this, the goal is to escape life.
You're right.
You
divert your attention from the real world.
First and foremost, to have fun, and people play games as an escape, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or as a diversion.
As a diversion, right? Something to help them forget.
Psychologists would say a diversion. Yeah.
Sure.
True escape is like you go nuts. You're gone.
Right. Diversion. There you go.
That's right. That's what I've been told. Term. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
I would actually say that's probably my biggest issue with games is actually, and maybe why I don't play so many tabletop games, is actually video games have always been my antisocial thing that I do.
Sure.
It's your diversion.
They literally
keep
are
using
something
the term.
I don't too much enjoy playing with other people when I play video games.
So you only like to play with yourself.
Yeah. You got it.
On record. We have it on record.
You got it. But yeah, I don't actually enjoy playing with other people, like online games and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them. Then.
So no, I'm the same way. I don't enjoy online gaming at
video
all.
Video games have always been my thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're strangers. Now, if you were to play a board game with us, we're not strangers.
Well, that's true. That's a key difference. That's a key differentiation between tabletop game and
when we play games, I enjoy it. And when I used to play video games when I was younger, you know, we'd all be playing on the N64, and we're all sitting around at the Sega Genesis or whatever.
Right.
I enjoy that, because it's my friends and everybody's right next to me. But I'm like,
strange.
Call of Duty and stuff.
It's different.
I don't care for it.
And you're right. So when you're playing an online game, you're literally connecting to strangers in most cases.
Maybe that's an older gamer thing. I don't know.
Well, and I think that's a generational thing.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, that people like us, and you're...
And you're not looking for sex.
25.
I've been playing since... I've been playing...
I think you're right on the edge of that
generation.
Constantly
since Sega Genesis.
Yeah, so that was Genesis was your first...
Yeah, Genesis...
Yeah.
Well, we had the Nintendo too, but well, I like the Genesis.
Well, but you grew up in the generation where you couldn't get them.
No, right. I started playing a 6.
Right. So I think what kids growing up these days, online gaming is normal, and playing games with complete strangers you'll never see again is completely normal.
Yeah. Does Charlotte play online?
You know, she plays. She's the.
She's 10, 11?
11.
11.
11 today?
11 today.
She is a casual gamer.
Uh-huh.
She likes Minecraft.
She likes things that get...
Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
Simulator is great.
Goat
Simulator is great.
What is it? It's a freaking great game. You build a goat or something?
No, you are a goat.
You are a goat.
You are a goat, and you walk around and you just destroy stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what that game does?
I've never heard of that. Do?
There's a part where you go into... She showed me this, of course, because... I mean, I felt like an old person when she showed me this. She's like, check this out, Uncle Brent. She shows me. She grabs a person, makes them ride the goat. She rides it over to the cemetery, drops this guy off to get this special boost, and she drops this guy off to the Slender Man.
It's the Slender Man. That's great. You mentioned that in the show.
And he freaking kills this person. No joke, kills this person.
Wow.
And then she gets this new boost power that makes it so she can become Satan Ghost. I mean, Satan Ghost.
Baphomet.
And it gets his horns, and it makes this horrible roaring sound whenever it walks around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's part
I might be done with this game.
In Goat Simulator, there's a button that you hit to scream.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
The screaming goat?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I love it. You know what? And I bought that game when it first came out, and they've updated it like 20 times since I bought it. I haven't played it since.
I think it runs off Unreal 3, the old Unreal Engine.
Probably. I don't know.
It looks like it.
Goat Simulator is something special.
Wow.
It's like somebody said, what's the stupidest thing we can do with a video game ever? Let's do that.
Frog Simulator.
Well, goat.
I know.
They did goat, not frog.
Frog would be stupider.
Frog would be, because you
can't even get around as far.
Well, true. But goat.
They've done Froggers.
Goats, Larry.
I know, goats.
Plus, frogs get firecrackers get up their butt.
I need to sip my beer. Yeah, that's a Ed McMahon.
Hey-o.
Where's Jason? Just throw a hi-o in there.
I'm going to have to get him to record a sample of him going, hey-o.
Hi-o.
Just cut that in there, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, get back to the show. Get back to the show.
I will.
I know. We haven't played board games. Charlotte likes the one where you try to guess what the name is. You know.
It's not a board game, but it's a tabletop.
It's a social game. She likes that.
Okay. Of course, she cheats.
What is that? Is that like you put a card on your forehead?
Yeah,
you can do it with your phone, right? You do it with the phone, right?
They do it with the phone. Yeah, I've seen
really.
That.
And you're supposed to guess what you have.
Yeah,
yes.
You can ask whether you're a person, whether you're food, whether whether you're alive.
It's kind of a 20 questions sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of. Very simplistic.
Okay.
My favorite tabletop game has always been Clue.
Clue's a classic.
Clue's always been my favorite.
And they've updated.
Of like basic. You know,
OG Clue.
Yeah, Clue. I've always really liked that game.
What is Clue? I've never played it.
You've never played Clue?
I've never played Clue. I've told you, I'm not a gamer.
Well, Clue is the classic deduction game.
Is that the one, Colonel Mustard? Right. Is that that one? Oh, that's Clue, yeah.
Right, it's a deduction.
No, I've never played it.
And it is unique in it's a mass market game, right? But it is unique in that world, in that it's a game that's not just, I mean, it's a roll and move game. You roll a die and move your guy around.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
But moving your guy around does not win the game for you.
Okay.
It's a deduction game, and it's a game about collecting information from other players.
It's not Candyland, is what it is.
Yeah, it's not roll a die and get to the end of the track.
Yeah.
You know, you can
just
go
the luck of the roll.
And there is luck in that, right?
But
there are ways to play Clue that eliminate the roll and move.
Okay.
You know, you can just give somebody a number of movement points. You can always move a set number of 5 spaces per turn or whatever. And there are rules online for how to play Clue without dice.
What I always like doing in Clue, too, is I always like to procrastinate in the middle and let everybody else move to other stuff and start getting other clues and stuff like that.
What does that do for you?
What it always helped me do is it always helped me figure out where I needed to go.
Okay.
And it helped me figure it out a little more. If you procrastinate in the middle a little bit, for maybe just the first two or three turns, everybody else... You know what they're thinking. They're already in that room. Mm-hmm. They've been to the same room.
So you're playing it to read the other
players? Yeah, I always did that to play the other players, and I always felt like that worked, and that's what I loved about the game, is that it actually had that aspect.
How come we never had Clue? Did we ever?
It's one of the better mainstream games. So. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I played it with all three of them.
I mean, we had Monopoly,
Checkers.
Yeah. I had the.
I mean, you had some kind of crazy submarine game, right?
Oh, Subsearch.
Subsearch, right.
It's like a 3D version of.
Battleships?
Battleship. But you have subs on three levels and boats on the top level.
Yeah.
You have to send down depth charges, so you send down the space and the level, the depth.
So it's like a 3D battleship.
It's like a 3D battleship.
With three levels.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, figure out the
three levels.
And
there was a spinner that the subs could shoot torpedoes, and you could flip a spinner.
Uh-huh.
But then the boat knew what row you were in.
Ooh.
Because they could only shoot straight.
Okay.
So...
Could only certain charges go deep and stuff like that?
No, you tell the depth.
Okay. Choose the depth for your depth charge.
Okay, yeah. So it's
100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet, as I recall.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want that game.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, I love that game.
Subsearch. I remember we looked it up one night on eBay, and it was reasonably priced on eBay.
Yeah, a little more complex version of Battleship.
Sure, I would play the crap out of that. I'm telling you.
That was my favorite game, probably.
Yeah. That sounds cool. Sounds great. That's the kind of game that it requires some components, you know?
Well, it was like a big box.
It was like a big tall thing, right?
Yeah, it was a box. Cardboard and plastic box on the table.
And three levels of degree angle things. I think I saw a picture of it.
Yeah. Well, you have three parallel levels and a little chart to chart where you've... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I probably cheated.
Yeah.
All those games are based on honesty. A little bit, yeah.
Well, he probably was busy hitting himself or something. So.
Well, that was a game that my sister loved to play.
Uh-huh.
Which is Kathy.
It's kind of a quiz game.
Yeah.
And it had only one question.
And one answer.
And... and the question was, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? And the goal was to try to answer that question before you get knocked unconscious. I think that was...
Oh, that's the goal? Okay. Now, is this a single player? Is this a two-player game?
This was a two-player game. One is the victim. One is designated as the victim. Right. That would be me.
So, okay. It's not a co-op game.
Then the overlord against my sister.
Yeah.
She was game master.
Yeah, she was a dungeon master.
Uh-huh.
And why was I hitting myself? I don't know. I never answered it correctly.
The Terminatrix.
Yeah, she was the Terminatrix. And I never won that game. So.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's a tough game. Okay. I'm glad we just stopped playing that game.
Well, you're a lot bigger than her now. So.
And now, finally, I can play with her, but that seems wrong now.
Yeah.
It just seems wrong. Yeah, seems, all kinds of levels.
Yeah, on lots of levels.
Now that you're above the age of 12.
Yeah, that's right.
I can win now. Why are you hitting yourself?
Pride probably wouldn't survive it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. Well, okay, so feature of the week then, eh?
What's the feature of the week?
Feature of the week. Well, the feature of the week, I think, is, I mean, I'm surrounded here by people who are not really gamers.
No.
Not in the way that I am.
Tabletop gamers, yeah.
Tabletop gamers, right? So I'm wondering, what would interest you? I mean, what kind of game could get you to be interested in playing a game?
Probably have to start with, your finishing, the party game.
You like the party game?
Well, I like the concept. I never played your game.
Uh-huh. True, yeah.
But the concept of, there's alcohol, and you're sitting around.
So a social thing like that.
Yeah.
I guess,
social
experience.
Social, silly.
Yeah. And then maybe that could be a gateway game into a gateway.
I'm not sure that I would describe Finish It as a gateway game.
Really?
Because it's a purely social experience. I would say it might be a gateway game to storytelling games.
Oh.
But you're not rolling dice in that game.
But you don't have dice games, right?
I don't generally
do
dice games.
You don't make dice games.
Right. Not usually. And you're
Why
not
is
moving.
That? I like the chance element.
Yeah, I found I don't like the chance.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to be at the mercy of a random result.
A thinking man.
I agree with that. I feel like strategy.
I've come to appreciate decisions.
Chess. You should just play chess all the time.
I love chess. Actually,
I enjoy it too, but I know that I'll never be good at chess. I will only ever be
okay.
I used to play it online. And
middle range thinking.
I feel like there are tiers when it comes to chess.
Yep.
There's you don't know how to play chess.
Yep.
Then there's you're okay at chess.
I
just barely know how to play chess. That's
and
my
then
level.
there's you're good at chess.
That's yep. probably where I'm at.
And then there's about 25 levels above that.
You're a yeah. master.
I'm at the good at chess.
I feel like I'm at the okay at chess level. I'm just a level. I mean, I know how to play chess.
Yeah, I know how too.
It's about the. I know the rules.
I know the rules.
And I feel like I can think
I've seen
about
some of the strategies, but I don't remember
yeah,
them.
Right. And I feel like I'm capable of thinking maybe two moves ahead.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Noisy now. No one can hear the show. Show's over. We're still in the feature of the week?
Well, that's kind of the point.
I think.
What was the feature of the week?
So what would get you into gaming?
Oh.
What would get you to try? So social games, yeah. you like some kind of a low barrier for entry is what I hear from that.
Yeah, I think so.
Low barrier for entry, not, I mean, just easy.
Or some crazy, stupid theme.
It's just stupid theme.
Aliens, Bigfoot, dumb.
Aliens, Ghost? Builders, listen to that. Bigfoot. Jason, Bigfoot. Did you hear that, Jason? Bigfoot.
Does he have a Bigfoot
game? That's only something that draws
does
you.
Does Jason have a Bigfoot
it's
game
an ongoing
in
issue.
The house?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said ball sack.
What is the issue?
The issue is that I've pitched a Bigfoot game two times on the show.
I want a Bigfoot game
and
now.
Neither time did I do a good job of that. And it's one of my white whales. I want to come up with a good Bigfoot game, but Jason keeps making fun of me for that.
You get like the stupid show, like a Finding Bigfoot game,
yeah.
where the whole idea is finding Bigfoot, yeah. not the thing.
Well, see, I want to make a game where you're playing as Bigfoot.
That's a good one. Running as Bigfoot.
Trying to hide?
Like
trying
to stay hidden? Yeah. Like a Bigfoot race?
Yeah.
No, but Bigfoot tries to stay hidden.
Oh, you're hiding.
You gotta bury your dad. You gotta bury your poop.
Like those Finding Bigfoot assholes. Like, you have to live your life as Bigfoot. This is the game. You have to live your life as Bigfoot. Bigfoot's gotta live. He's gotta eat. He's gotta make big little Bigfoot babies. He's gotta find a home.
So
but these assholes are coming out trying to find you.
Uh-huh.
Howling in the middle of the night trying to trick you and shit.
Yeah.
Trying to pretend they're your family and stuff like that. Beating on trees.
Uh-huh.
Like Finding Bigfoot.
Right.
And you gotta avoid these
assholes. Like
Bubba? Yeah.
Bubba is the guy.
Bobo.
You gotta avoid this.
Sorry. I'm going to bleep so
I know,
much.
I know it's a family show. I apologize.
You can't say ass on your show?
Try not to.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You just did.
I know. I just repeated it. Sorry.
I try not to.
I apologize. I didn't know your
family.
I didn't know your curse limit.
Family values.
We're novices. You know what? It's funny. Bleeping is funny.
Okay.
Bleeping is funny. Right, especially right. when you call out the bleeps.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, it's like your whole thing is like trying to avoid like the Bigfoot hunters trying to catch you.
Okay. All right. So then is one player Bigfoot and all the other players are
hunters? That'd be a good idea.
Hats?
So it's right. So it's like a 3-on-1 game.
Yeah, it's like a 3-on-1 game.
Okay. How would that game work?
Well, I imagine whoever got me to be Bigfoot could be
pitching
like a dice
game
roll.
Pitching the game.
Well, I mean, we're talking
maybe a dice roll in the beginning.
Pitching the game.
Okay. Sorry. So random choice. Who ends up being Bigfoot?
Highest roll.
Whatever.
Highest
sure.
roll. Highest roll is Bigfoot.
There's a thousand ways to do that.
Right. Highest roll is Bigfoot.
Sure.
Whatever the way. And he gets picked. He or she gets picked as Bigfoot, and then the rest three are hunters.
Okay. So the goal for Bigfoot's goal is to hide from the hunters.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We can't. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to hide from them. They can't be seen in a photogenic.
No.
Way.
Yeah. No.
No evidence. No evidence.
Because they always see Bigfoot.
No video evidence.
Well, I think
they can take their bait.
Probably there are tiers of evidence, right?
Yeah.
So there's like video is
footprints.
Video is. You know, evidence.
Yeah,
that's proof.
That's a real no-no.
Right. Like a photo.
Well, I would say biggest
DNA evidence,
probably
worse.
Biggest evidence is you're caught.
You're caught. Yeah.
Captured.
Bigfoot.
Captured is like one. Right.
Yeah.
Video is like two videos equals one caught.
Yeah.
Okay. Photo is like four videos equals one caught.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you get an audio too.
Okay. Because you need tiers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And if they can last enough turns or something, I mean, I guess you're escaped.
What is Bigfoot's goal in this game?
Bigfoot's goal is to remain. Oh, go ahead.
So one person is Bigfoot?
Yeah, one player is Bigfoot.
So like one person is playing against everybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are games, I mean.
Are there games like that?
It's a tournament. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I would think your goal would be to remain undetected. That's Bigfoot's goal.
So you're just trying to go the distance?
You're trying to go
let the timeline run out or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe you could have something else maybe Bigfoot could get away early or something.
He finds Mrs. Bigfoot.
Ooh. No, Six Men Down a Man shows up.
Yes.
He gets on a spacecraft and sails away.
I like that even better. Bigfoot gets on a spaceship.
Elvis comes down, picks him up.
He gets on a spaceship with Elvis.
With Elvis.
He flies away.
Flies away.
So he just has to last until Elvis shows
James
up.
James Dean, I think, is in there.
Elvis and James Dean show up.
Marilyn Monroe.
In the spaceship Cadillac. And fly to Mars.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, so then what are the hunters doing?
They're trying to gather.
A hunter gathers.
Get evidence.
Gather evidence. Yeah, they're right. The whole thing is trying to get footprints. So whenever you move,
how do you win as a hunter? You capture, or
you have to get enough evidence.
The hunter who gets
whoever
the most
gets
evidence,
the most evidence. Wins.
Yeah.
How you're a team. You're all working together. So it's like a 3-1.
And then you take turns as Bigfoot or something.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sounds like a weird dynamic for a
maybe
game.
For dice roll or something, you can like, oh, you hit this dice roll, you hit this card, you get a card. It's like your footprints were discovered here. You just
how does
lost
Bigfoot win?
Point.
He doesn't get discovered.
Well, he has to get abducted, or he has to get picked up by
how
Elvis
does Bigfoot
and James
win?
Dean.
Bigfoot oh, he gets picked up.
Yeah,
without having evidence.
If he makes it enough turns, there it's like Camelot. Kind
okay.
of where isn't Camelot at the end or something if the traitor wins or something?
I've never played that.
I've never played it either. I've just
never
seen,
even heard of
I've
it.
I've watched
except,
the
you know.
Stupid Will Wheaton tabletop
okay,
set.
That's fine.
You know, I've never seen a single episode of Tales.
You've never seen a single episode of Tales?
I have not.
I think even I've seen an episode of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've only known it's
I should watch it.
I've got a.
I think I've seen a single episode.
I had a subscription to Nerdist News before
Nerdist,
Tabletop
yeah.
existed.
Okay.
And then Will Wheaton came on, and I was like, so I've watched a few episodes.
I'm listening. Okay.
Well, okay. So the hunters, it's say the hunters are two or three hunters. Well, it could be one, two, or three. So 2 to 4
yeah.
player game. All right. Hunters are 1, 2, or 3 people, and they're trying to collect evidence to prove that Bigfoot exists.
Yeah.
And they want to catch Bigfoot.
There's like a threshold value they got to reach or something.
Right.
Threshold number.
They catch Bigfoot, or they need to get 2 videos of Bigfoot, or they need to get 4 pictures.
Okay.
You
this
know,
is working
or
out.
Or they need to get 8 footprints.
Maybe even like almost a curtain, like a board in front of you
uh-huh.
that blocks their view. And Bigfoot's moving on squares behind it, gathering resources, doing his daily life.
Sounds complex.
And they're trying to guess where you are, like a battleship kind of thing.
Ooh.
Almost in that way.
Back to battleship.
So some secret information.
Yeah, like Bigfoot's hidden from them. He's in the forest. And it couldn't even be a forest backdrop. And he's moving behind this forest, and they're trying to guess where he's going to be. And maybe certain things he does, certain platforms he lands on, gives them hints to where he's going to be or what he's
okay.
doing.
So what I'm seeing here then is there's tiles out on the table.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's an array of tiles. Let's say there's 5x5 tiles.
Okay.
Okay? And those are spaces. And so Bigfoot is, he's not like a figurine. He's like a token.
Yeah.
Okay? And so Bigfoot, you put your Bigfoot token underneath one of those tiles.
Yeah.
Okay? While the hunters are out of the way. The hunters have to, they come back and they reveal one tile. Okay? And if Bigfoot has been there, then there's some
evidence
that he's been there.
Evidence, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably, then the player who is Bigfoot has to set it up, I think. So he has to set up like a trail. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So probably under every tile there's some kind of token.
That would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot can't cross the same place twice?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Maybe?
Yeah, I like that. That way it's not, you know, get a bunch of...
And it would be a different game every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would always be a different game, but... I don't know. I worry about that a little bit. About predictability.
So what do you think? Is it a game or is it just a
not
crazy
sure
idea?
I'm not sure that's a game yet.
I'm not sure it's a game yet.
I'm not sure it's a game yet.
I'm almost more the person behind the curtain is moving his Bigfoot figurine.
Okay.
Like, it's almost two separate games. They're playing their game over there trying to find you, and you're playing your game of survival.
Okay.
And you're moving over here, but if you hit...
Wouldn't everybody want to be Bigfoot, though?
Well...
I think I would want to be
if
Bigfoot.
If the game plays fast enough, you could play it 3 or 4 times.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? And he's hitting... And when you hit on certain things, like...
How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Certain things that could be survival tokens or like a tree or a good place to get resources and stuff for you.
Yeah.
Could also be... There's a chance...
Uh-huh.
They could be something that could leave evidence. for them. So it would be some kind of token that would come up. But I don't know how it would work for the customers.
This is not a bonus episode, right? This is like
a legit episode. This is a full-on legit 100%.
It doesn't have episode 163. I know. It doesn't feel like that, though. It
doesn't feel like that? Well,
because you have those gaming episodes where you play games and people are just drunk and they're stupid.
Yeah, we're not playing a game, are we?
I know, we're not playing a game. We're brainstorming a game idea.
Oh, okay. This is what we do. This is how we do.
And it's kind of new.
I think you should do a witchcraft one.
A witchcraft. Ooh, whoa. Okay. Talk to me.
Wow.
Well, I, you know,
another game pitch here.
Yeah. Sure. You know, I kind of like the Wicca whole thing.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks.
It would be kind of cool, but no.
You should try to be Wiccan.
I should.
Yeah.
I hear that's the hip kids are the Wiccan.
All the kids.
Old kids.
But go on.
Yeah.
Well, because
I don't think all the kids. It's like Stevie Nicks.
It would be cool. I don't know exactly, but
all the 50 plus age people.
Shut him! Why you hitting yourself?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Should be. No, wouldn't it be cool though? I mean, you could have little. I know it's kind of like online things. All the witchcraft things I see online. Well, the games that Charlotte plays. You know, the spells and stuff.
You got a witch game.
But if you had a board game with spells and things,
I'm sure they do.
For us, like old people, you know, don't want to play the online.
And which game?
Online games.
These are non-gamers.
I want to hear this idea.
Oh, sorry. I don't know, except for different
styles. I'm adding color. I'm a color commentary.
You are?
Yeah.
So a game about casting spells.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, I don't know exactly what it would do, but I know, you know, they play a lot of that online kind of stuff. But
what would the goal of the game be?
Casting a spell, maybe.
Say what?
Maybe the whole game. Maybe it's like spells are like in Wicca thing, like the dance thing, you know, where Wicca
dance
people,
naked around a fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoever's like, the most
maybe
naked.
Spells are really long. Maybe whoever
gets to be videotaped.
Maybe whoever casts their spell first wins.
So you're all like students of the witchcraft, and you want to be the first one to cast their spell.
Whoever casts their spell.
Okay.
And spells can be very complex.
Okay.
You know, it like requires a lot of ingredients.
Ingredients, actions.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just some easy things. So you're trying to. So.
Hey, Jason!
I can't believe they said that.
So maybe.
Thanks
maybe.
For joining
so
us there in the corner there, Jason.
Yeah. So we're so you're collecting ingredients for your spells.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
You know, mandarin root and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
Witches.
I am newt.
Yeah.
Toe of toad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever your witchcraft things may be. You know?
What is Jason doing tonight? You think?
I don't know what he's doing tonight.
All right.
Probably suffering from the plague.
I mean, when did he get this sickness?
Well, he left work early on Wednesday, and today's Saturday.
I'm sure he has antibiotics in him, right?
I don't know. Hey.
No.
I'm not going to make any assumptions
about
it. Just
saying.
Yeah.
Usually that or he's in like a quarantine clinic or
well,
something.
Penicillin works well.
Penicillin? For strep throat? Is that a thing?
Yeah. When I had strep throat, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
One full...
I'm sorry, the plague.
Oh, the plague.
Are you sure? I thought I heard explosions earlier. I think they meant a fire bombed his block.
Yeah, and no. Maybe. If he has a lot of plague.
Yeah.
One 24-hour period usually on antibiotics. You're feeling pretty darn good.
Well, I don't care. I don't have anything to do with
it. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just wondering. You're like a germaphobe. You're like Howie Mandel.
Kind of.
A little Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a host
you shake
of things,
hands?
Right? I'm
fist
hosting.
You're a host.
Fist bumping? I'm hosting things?
No, he's done the elbow bump.
He does do the elbow. You're right. Elbow bump. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's see if we have any emails. I've got a Twitter question.
Oh, okay. Okay.
From our Twitter listeners. Question from this is from Andy Lennox, the third host of the podcast. He actually has two questions for us tonight. He says, number one, what the heck are you recording on a Saturday for?
He just posted that?
He just did.
Wow,
right.
because
we normally record on Tuesdays. The answer is Jason has the plague.
Jason has the plague.
He has the one to play.
And if he spreads it to everybody,
how come
else?
You didn't choose Andy for your co-host for the show?
Because he lives in like Flint or something.
Oh, okay.
Plus, if he spreads his plague to everybody else, the world will end by Tuesday. So
that's true.
We
don't need that.
Out.
We don't need that. Yeah. Yeah. Andy also asks, do you ever get bored of game design? I don't know. Do you ever get bored of game design, Larry?
I do. Every show you
every
do.
Show. You basically, you never make it all the way through a whole
episode. No. I'm oftentimes doing the dishes.
Yeah. And
other things.
And then you finish the dishes and you don't bother to finish the
It's playing in the background.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Not that I'm paying like... The first part when you're drinking beer and you're laughing and joking and I listen to.
That's good.
Then you start pitching the game.
Then we get into the business of game design.
Game mechanics.
And you don't care.
Do you ever run out of ideas?
Yes.
Do I ever run out of ideas?
Recently, he had a show where you pitched a game that was barely a game.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
third episode back or something.
Sure. Yeah. It would have been two or three episodes back. Yeah. I mean, sure. So ideas are easy, but turning an idea into an actual workable functioning game is a lot harder.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think I asked you this question once. I said, "What do you come up with? Do you come up with the idea of the game or the mechanics first?"
And it can happen either way.
That's what he said.
Yeah, it can happen either way. Like actually, last week over the 4th of July, I was playing with my niece who was visiting from California, and we were playing Connect Four. And at one point, she and my brother, her dad, Connect Four is played like little checkers, right? And he started spinning checkers on the floor, and she would chase him down and stomp on him or whatever. It was fun. I thought, well, hey, that's a cool idea for a mechanic, right? You spin a coin, and which side it lands on is gives you some result. I have no idea what to do with that. I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
You know? Yeah. I think it's a cool idea. Dexterity thing. You know? Yeah, so, I mean, I would say that... what was Andy's question?
Do you ever get tired?
Do you ever get bored of game design? Yeah. So for me, yes.
You do.
Absolutely, I do. I probably get bored of it every week.
Do you spend...
Two or three times a week, I get totally bored of it and sick of it. But... That's
how
one
often
of the,
do you play games? I mean, actually...
Not as often as I'd like to.
See, I would think you were playing all the time.
Life gets in the way, doesn't it?
Life is right. Yeah.
What do you get bored of, though? Do you get bored of that... Do you feel game design is stuck in, like, a rut? Like, there's only so many certain ways a game can be made, and you feel that it has to be made in one of these ways, and there's not enough.
Well, the exciting part about game design is trying to find something that breaks out of that mold.
Yeah.
Trying to find something different. Some new way to use these familiar ideas.
But is that what makes you bored?
Well, what makes me bored is when I can't do that.
Okay.
When I can't come up with anything new or interesting or exciting. And I get really bored with it. But one of the reasons why I do the show is to force me to keep thinking about it. Because if I didn't have the obligation of the show, honestly, I mean, I'm a lazy person.
I don't think that's true.
It's absolutely. No, you should see my lawn right now.
I have seen.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, is it currently like knee high or something?
It's not knee high. It's about
thigh or.
It's probably
calf high.
5 or 6 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 8 inches is the standard for the city to go.
Oh, mine's been a lot longer than that.
Now, now you guys are bragging.
That's why I'm.
No, hello. Maybe ticket you.
I'm outside the city limits though, so I'm good. I'm in the township.
I wonder what their rules are.
I don't know
either. But for the city, it's like 8 inches, and maybe you could get it.
Well, I suppose if people call in, too, do they give you ideas? Do people...
Yeah, we have a Google Voice number, 770-TEL-BTG. Listeners, builders can call in and ask us questions and leave us ideas, suggestions, and challenges. One of our favorite things is do a pitch challenge, where they say, hey, I want you to pitch a game based on this idea. We love doing that. It's fun. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we've got one that we're going to do for the next episode next week.
A real episode.
Back to the this real, is a real episode.
Okay.
A real live.
That's assuming Jason's not Nancy died from the bubonic plague.
No, he's fine. He's pretty fine tonight.
He might be. I don't care.
You're the worst.
Here's
ever.
One from our buddy Tom Gerganis, at Tom Gerg on Twitter. Tom says, what are you looking forward to at Gen Con other than BTG stuff? Do you guys know what Gen Con is?
Yes.
You have told me before, yeah.
I don't know what it means, but you've told me, and I forget.
It's the big place where you go to pitch games, especially for game
the biggest gamers convention.
The second biggest gaming... Yes, in Indianapolis. Second biggest gaming convention in the world.
What's the biggest?
Essen.
What is that?
It's in Essen, Germany.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Far.
I think it's Essen Game Fair is the technical name.
Do they say ya?
Yeah. I'm sure that they do.
They must.
I'm sure that, I hope.
We're going to say they
I
do.
I hope that they
we're
say ya. Say they do. I hope that like every third word is ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Ja, it's good.
Ja, is very good.
It's very good.
Ja, is very good.
We're sorry, any German listeners. To offend you.
All right.
Ja.
What was the question?
The question was, what are we looking forward to at Gen Con? Are you guys going to go to Gen Con this year?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm there.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
You're there right now?
Do they have good bars there?
Indianapolis has some freaking good bars.
Well, wow. Then maybe we'll be there.
Indianapolis has some real good bars.
I've never been.
I have been good
I've
and drunk.
I've only driven through Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've been driving.
I've never like, spent any time
I've
there.
I've never stopped there.
Well, I've been going there every summer for, you know, 5 days at a time since 2007.
When is Gen Con?
It's the end of this month.
Yeah. End of this month?
It's early this year.
Is it open to the public or is it just a developer place?
It's open to public. You have to buy a badge to get in. But and I think badges are like $80 for all 4 days.
Because like dice and stuff, you know, it's just a developer thing. So you have to be,
oh,
have
yeah,
to
yeah. No, no, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just wondering whether you had to
Yeah, no, it's open to public.
Okay.
A 4 day badge, I think, is $80 or $90, but you can get a 1 day badge for like $40 or $50 if you just get out for 1 day. Indianapolis, it's a 4 hour drive from here. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you just want to go for the day, I mean, it'd be a big trip to go for just 1 day and drive there and back all day.
Yeah.
But if you went down on like Saturday is the day to go if you're only going to be there for 1 day. But if you wanted to go down like on Saturday morning and then stay overnight somewhere outside of Indy, you could probably get a hotel still.
So is it just people hawking their game?
Or
is it like an indie developer thing? Or is it like major developers there as well?
It's for the public.
Okay.
So there's a big vendor hall, right? And I don't know how big it's going to be this year. Last year was, you know, bigger than a football field, right? Just all vendors, people selling games, selling other just nerdy stuff, right? Nerdy, geeky memorabilia and games and stuff, but that's like 10% of what Gen Con is. The other 90% are you just hang out and you play games with people, or you go to panels and you talk to people about, or you listen to people talk about stuff. And I mean, it's not just tabletop games; it's not just role playing games. There are video games at Gen Con. It's everything
all the
related.
Girls have left the bar.
Oh, so this show's over.
See you later, folks.
Brent, I'm sorry.
Have
man.
A nice night, folks.
You missed all the bachelorette party left. Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
I was just happy to notice that.
You spoiled it for me.
I did. You were stuck here recording a stupid podcast.
I know.
When you could have been hitting on girls.
Why don't you help me? I gotta go do something on the roof near the edge.
Yeah. I'm podcasting my way down.
So right now, Brent just threw me over the edge.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to the bottom.
I'm falling now.
Right.
This is probably the last.
Ground's coming up really fast.
Best thing you ever hear from me. Yeah. Crunch. So the thing, I don't even know what I'm most looking forward to at Gen Con myself.
You can have a booth.
Table? Table
or booth?
Is that expensive?
Tables, getting a table in the vendor area at Gen Con is crazy expensive.
Wow.
And I don't even know what it is, but it's thousands of dollars.
Ooh. So you're just there as a guest.
You told me like multiple times that there's not even a lot of money in like tabletop games.
Where are these people getting the money?
Well, so there's not a lot of money for designers, but there is a lot of money for publishers.
That's like they're the ones with the tables?
Yes. Publishers are the ones with tables.
That's like the oldest thing in the book. The artists make no money and the publishers always.
Yeah, well, so me going there as a designer, theoretically I would be going there. One of my goals going there would be to meet publishers and try and pitch my games to them. Now, I actually don't have any games to take with me to pitch. I have some games that I'm going to take with me, but nothing that's ready to pitch to a publisher. Mainly because the one that I've got that's the first long, I know no publisher would ever have any interest in. That's my card game simulator, the card game. I've talked about it on the show.
Okay.
But that's okay. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't have
the racing one?
No.
No.
No, that's Jason's was the racing one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That
Jason and Andy. Yeah. The host of the show.
Yeah, I remember the card one.
Yeah.
I listened to that.
But no, I don't actually have anything to pitch this year. Mainly, I'm going to get a lot of playtesting in one that I've already sold, Saloon Tycoon. I'm going to try and play that a lot with as many people as I can to try and get a lot of feedback, a lot of comments, make sure that's ready to publish.
That was the one you called Tavern first, or was it?
Innkeepers.
Innkeepers, that's right.
It was originally Innkeepers, now it's Saloon Tycoon.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, somebody in my position theoretically would be going there to do a lot of business, hopefully. But this year I'm not. In the past years I have tried to do that and haven't had a whole lot of luck.
So
it's tough.
Do you think this would actually
Unpop is
do you think this
luck.
Will change
luck.
Experience yeah. there though?
Will it change my experience?
Yeah, because you're not there pitching something.
Oh, it,
have more fun.
Yeah, I'm going back to just being an attendee.
Yeah, well, that
yeah,
be,
and that's
have,
great.
Have you ever done that before?
Oh, sure. Well, I did that for the first several years that I went. You know, Jason and I only been doing this show for 3 years. So every year before that, so what's 2007? How long is that? 5 years? 8 years? 8 years?
2007?
Five. 2007.
It's 8 years, yeah. Four. It's 8 years going there.
8 years.
Seven. Coming up.
7 years, whatever.
Eight.
This will be my eighth?
This should be your eighth,
This will be my eighth, right. Yeah. The last three Gen Cons, I was there trying to pitch games to people. But everyone before that, I was just going for fun. And so it's kind of low stakes for me, low pressure, and I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good time.
Should be having more fun then.
Yeah, right. I actually haven't
just
registered.
Just play games.
Yeah, I haven't registered for any events or anything yet. In past years, I've done that and kind of regretted
it. You going
it
with Jason?
Does he have something?
Travel
to
together?
Pitch?
Yeah. I don't know what
going
his
with your wife?
Are, honestly.
Christine going?
Christine's going. Jason's wife is also going.
Did you have the same nightmare trying to get your hotel booked?
Yes. We had a horrible nightmare trying to get a hotel booked. A horrible nightmare.
From what I heard on the... Was that the same one?
Was there a bar with free beer?
It was a bonus episode.
A bonus episode earlier
this year.
Yeah. You trying to get it sitting on there for like 4 hours or something, trying to get a book deal for Gen Con on some...
Right.
Sounded like you were using like a dial-up modem or something.
It was that's just the Gen Con website. That's just how crappy it
was. Was it going...
Basically. Yeah. Once again, please.
the computer sound?
That's my computer sound.
Yeah, it's good.
An old dial-up modem.
Yeah, the old dial-up modem. Yeah.
It was exciting when it first happened.
Feels like an hour. Has it been an hour?
It has been an hour now. Yeah, it has.
So that's the end of the show.
Well, if you guys are done, then let's
this show's an hour long, isn't it?
He's going to have to edit out about 30 minutes or more.
Generally about an hour.
There's stuff that's got to go.
Like all,
all of us.
Yeah, like all of us. Just delete what I say.
I'm going to you an
and this will be a great show.
I think it's going to be a fantastic show. I'm excited. Well, thanks, everybody, guys, for hanging out.
Yeah,
thanks for being willing to talk into this thing for me.
Sure.
Even if it looks like a taser.
It looks like a taser.
It's an SB7 spirit box.
It looks like it too, but it's actually just a Tascam.
Grandma,
Tascam,
are you there?
DR40 linear PCM recorder.
It sounds like a spirit box.
What if you hear? What if you do hear a ghost in the background?
I hope that the builders let us know about that.
Okay. You make it sound like there's some kind of like ancient godlike beings.
There could be.
That the would
builders.
Be neat.
The builders.
The ancient,
actually,
the ancient
ones.
Now, there is a game.
From Star Wars, The Knights of the Old Republic, actually.
Uh-huh.
A video game.
Yeah.
The ancient aliens were named the builders.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And people spoke with them like the god-like beings. They were the builders.
Well, we call fans of the show builders.
Builders? Okay.
Yeah. That's like, you know. That's
building the game.
Okay. Yeah, they're builders.
Sure. They're builders.
We had a contest like a year ago to decide what name to give to fans of the show. And the winner was Builders.
That's a good name.
All right.
Well, yeah, so I guess we'll wrap it up then, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
I have to go to the bathroom, so we need to wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, I kind of do too. We're out of beer.
We're out of beer.
And we need to find a new place to,
really
to go
take
to drink.
A
I think this
more
place
beer.
Closes in like half an hour.
Does it?
All right,
well,
yeah,
it's time
it's
to get the heck out of here.
On the ninth floor of whatever this place is.
From the Radisson Hotel in beautiful downtown Kalamazoo.
It's got a great
beautiful downtown. It is a nice view, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks everybody for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I don't know if Larry gives a crap or Brent or Kathy, but I appreciate it.
I do.
For listening.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting us on.
Don't listen. I would say don't listen. Skip this one. Just don't listen.
It's too late now.
Oh,
too embarrassing.
So, yeah, thanks to you guys for hanging out and indulging me and being a part of the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Last on the list.
You were just around.
Just some guy around.
So if builders out there, you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to buildingthegamepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @podcastbtg. Jason is @JASlingerland. I am @poorly_designed. Larry and Brent and Kathy, I don't believe, are on Twitter.
Nope.
Are you?
No. I don't tweet.
So they don't tweet.
I haven't been Twittered yet. No.
You cannot possibly follow them.
No.
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah,
you
I walk try, fast. I walk really fast. You can't follow me.
Nope.
I walk in the woods. I duck down.
Duck down.
I eat a lot of shadows.
You're basically a ninja. Yeah.
I'm kind of
like a ninja.
You probably don't want to follow me. Just saying.
It's stinky behind me. You don't want to follow.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can call 770-TEL-BTG. Don't forget to tweet us with BTG questions or make up silly rumors about us using the hashtag BTGRumors, and come on back next week when there will be a real episode.
An actual episode.
Not just this
real
nonsense.
Somebody knows about
Jason
games.
Has the plague. Hopefully Jason will be over the bubonic plague by then.
He'll have a great game pitch.
Either that or his neighbor has been firebombed him.
Don't tell him that. They'll believe it. Jason never has a good game pitch. Are you kidding me? Never.
Ninja.
Neither do I, though, so
plus
it's fine.
Checkers. Plus.
No, there was recently he had a great game pitch.
What?
Like he had.
I have
already
never seen that.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Right. About that.
Good night.
Bye.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast. Next time on Building the Game.
Right. It's good. That's how you do. That's how we do a podcast.
That's awesome.
But usually in a basement, right?
Normally we're in his basement talking into like real microphones.
I'm going to pee.
Yes,
you need to go pee?
Yeah, let's go back to the room.
I need to pee too.
All right. Back to the room we go.
I gotta finish my beer.
Nice. Yeah, two sips.